Welcome to Westside Grounds in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Matty McIntyre. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie O'Leary. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Crawford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Claude Rossman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Germany Schaefer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ira Thomas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Coughlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Mullen. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Mullen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Schulte. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Solly Hoffman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Pfister. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jack Pfister. And now, play ball. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive beyond third. Steinfeld can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kling fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Leary moves to second. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard strikes out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McIntyre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schulte. The throw from Thomas and he is out, O'Leary applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld strikes out. Two outs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 0 for 1 in the game. McIntyre hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tinker. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Schaefer applying the tag. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rossman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kling for the out. Two outs. Jack Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Evers catches it and throws to first to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheckard strikes out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Evers attempting to steal second. He's out and then safe on an error by Rossman. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Cubs, 1. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Chance. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Chance steals second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Coughlin. Chance scores. Steinfeld moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McIntyre, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Steinfeld scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up towards short. Tinker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0-1 in the game. Coughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0-1 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Leary. Jack Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-1 in the game. Pfister bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-2 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Schaefer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 0-2 in the game. McIntyre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mullen moves to third. McIntyre moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen scores. McIntyre moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McIntyre scores. O'Leary moves to third. Crawford moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Cubs, 3. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 0-2 in the game. Rossman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Crawford scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-2 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball towards center. Hoffman catches it and throws to home to double up Cobb. Two outs. Ira Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Rossman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Chance. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Chance steals second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinfeld strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Cubs 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Tinker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McIntyre takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. McIntyre moves to second. Two outs. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tinker strikes out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 2 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Cubs 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rossman bunts into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 3 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rossman moves to second. One out. Ira Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Coughlin hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rossman scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McIntyre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Cubs 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. There goes Cobb. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. There goes Cobb. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Cobb steals third. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rossman takes first base on ball 4. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 4 in the game. There goes Cobb attempting to steal home. He's out. Score that 1-2-5. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. There goes Steinfeld. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Steinfeld steals second. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from West Side Grounds in Chicago.